And I went in there and I was like by myself, and it felt better to just kind of get by myself. But the only part was, is that as soon as I got by myself, then I started thinking, oh my gosh, you know, they're probably in there thinking, why is Gerald in there all by himself, just sitting there? And then I thought they would come in, and like this whole scenario played out in my head, that they're going to come in, they're going to start talking to me and asking me if I'm all right. And then I'll just go into a panic attack. This is the journey of a man trying just about anything he can to rid himself of his anxiety and panic disorder. I am this man. My name is Gerald Statz, and the journey being the Brazenly Honest Podcast. All right, welcome back. Yes, 2 weekends in a row releasing. 2 weeks in a row. 2 weekends in a row recording. 2 weeks in a row releasing. Bet you never thought you'd see that happen again. Now, a lot more is happening. I think that's what it is. There's a lot more happening, and whenever there's actually something to talk about, I can record more often. I'm trying to think. There was something that happened earlier this week, and I wish I could remember what it was. I think it had something to do with me trying to get through my anxiety. You know, some kind of challenge I was probably trying to do. And now I just can't remember what it is. I think it was something to do with the gym. I tried to go to the gym. It seems harder to go to the gym during the weekday in the evenings, like after work, because that's when it's packed, like jam-packed the most. I don't want to overwhelm myself and then cause like a lot of anxiety, because whenever you're doing desensitization therapy, you don't want to overwhelm yourself, because all you'll do is just reinforce the anxiety. If you're having panic attacks while you're doing things and they're really bad and you can't seem to get over it, then sometimes it'll just backfire on you and it'll just become worse. So I would try to go to the gym a couple of times this week after work, and I was trying to go directly after work. Like, instead of going home, just go straight to the gym. And that wasn't working out too well. I was going in, and yes, that's an accomplishment. Going inside the building is an accomplishment, because the hard part is getting out of the car and going in. But I would just go in, and it was like, I wasn't really focused. Like, I wasn't focused on my workout. Like, I have certain routines that I do, and whenever I go in there, so many people, I'm so focused on everybody else that I either don't do my routine the way I should, or I just quit early. Like, I kept going into the locker room, just sitting down just to get away from everybody. But hopefully I know I'll get through it. I think it's just going to take some time, and I've changed it so that I'm going to try to keep going at 7 o'clock. That's what I've made the decision for, because it seems like it empties out around 7 o'clock. So if I go around 7, work out for about an hour, that's 8 o'clock, go home, soak in the bathtub. I found that if I soak in, like, not ice cold, but I just put cold water in the bathtub and just lay in there, it helps out with my knees and my back. So I do that, and then I just turn the hot water on right after I'm done. I don't know if that reverses anything, but it seems to do okay. I'm trying to think of anything else that I worked on earlier this week. It's easier to remember the things that had just happened a couple days ago or yesterday. I don't think there is. I should probably keep like something in my phone, like when an event happens, so that I can remember to talk about it. But yesterday I was going to do the whole social media thing where I go out and take pictures. I had some good ideas. Like, there's art in my hometown. This isn't my hometown. The town that I'm in at the present moment, where my home is. And I was going to go and take pictures of, I was going to set up a tripod. I have a tripod, and I was going to take pictures of myself in front of the art, but I couldn't even talk myself into it. Like, I'm starting to sweat just thinking about it. So maybe I need to step that down to just visualizing myself doing it while practicing, like, breathing relaxation techniques or something like that, because just talking about it triggered it. So maybe that's a little bit too much. I tried it again today. I tried to go out again today, but I got out of the house, and I washed my clothes, and I did something else. I can't remember what I did, but I got out of the house, and I was going to go take pictures, but then I just couldn't. I don't know. It's all those maladaptive thoughts just stopped me from going and actually doing it. Because I was like, well, maybe if I go during the morning on a Sunday, it won't be so crowded downtown. You know, I was just trying to rationalize everything, but I just couldn't rationalize myself into it. So maybe I need to rethink that. And then yesterday evening, I was invited to, it's a new friend's birthday. Like, one of my coworkers, she's one of the friends, and then her boyfriend is the new friend, and it was his birthday, and so I was going to go to this party, because I like hanging out with people that play board games, and it's not just like regular board games where everybody's just sitting around the table. Yes, we play those. There's also games like Werewolves and Two Rooms and a Bomb, things like that. Something that keeps you thinking and interacting with people. That was my big thing, was interacting with people. But I was almost psyching myself out. Like, I was at home, and I was telling myself, okay, I'm going to do one of my other challenges where I'm going to show up late instead of showing up on time. I'm going to actually show up late. And so the party started at 4, and I left the house at 5 minutes till 4, and it takes me 20 minutes to get there. And so so I'm driving, and I'm in my head, and I'm just like, I can't even remember what the thoughts were in my head. I was just like, you know what? I don't really feel like going. Like, just stupid stuff like that. Like, I don't really want to. Maybe this isn't something I really want to do. And then the other part of my rational brain's going, nah, you're going to have fun. It's going to be all right. So I pull into their driveway, and I get out of the car, and I remember the one other time that I was there that I would go out. I went out the one door. It was weird. It's almost like two houses connected together, and the in between where the connection was where we went through the door. Because we didn't go through the front door. And I was like, do I go to the front door and knock, or do I go the same way I came last time? And so I was going back and forth in my head, and my thoughts started racing. And I was like, oh gosh, maybe I should just leave. And then I turned to go back to my car, and then I talked myself out of it. And I said, let's just go in. Let's just do this. So I went in the way that I came out last time. I knocked on the door, and they said, come in. And I went in, and I was just starting to sweat, just sweating. Like, if you've seen on my Instagram page, quality_stats, you can see that I bought a new hat. I went to Oktoberfest and got a new hat. Well, luckily I was wearing it because I was starting to sweat really bad. And I think my therapist in the past said, don't wear hats because you're just going to use it as a security blanket. But I don't see it that way. After all these years of studying, I don't see it as a security blanket, as in I'm going to be like always wearing this hat because that way I can cover it up. I see it as in, you know, this, instead of taking Klonopin, I can just wear this hat, and then I can keep doing this over and over again until finally my brain realizes nothing bad's going to happen. So I'm sweating, and I just go straight into like the dining room. And so my new friend Lucas was sitting in there, and he was like, you doing all right? Cheryl told me that you have anxiety issues. And I was like, no, not really. He said, I saw you out the door. And I was like, yeah, you saw me almost getting ready to leave. Like, I was going back and forth in my head, and I told him the whole story. And he was like, don't worry, man. I've been there. A lot of us here that deal with the anxiety as well. And I was like, okay, that makes me feel a bit better that I'm not in it by myself. And so he actually had to, he didn't have to, but he was nice enough to get up and get me some paper towels to kind of wipe my arms off and my face off and the back of my neck and just everything that was covered in sweat. And he asked me if I needed anything, and I was just like, it'll take me a minute. So it took about 15 minutes, just like last time whenever I was at, I went to the coffee outing. Took about 15 minutes and then the sweating stopped, but the anxiety just stuck with me all night long. It wasn't like it was continuous all night long. It was like a roller coaster all night long. Like I would start feeling better. Like if we got into the games, as soon as we got into the games, it distracted my brain and I played the games and had fun. But as soon as the games ended, it was like, here we go. Let's get on this roller coaster again. It's not the fun wee, but it was the sucky wee. And just like I don't know. Some parts I wanted to just leave, but then I was just like, no, because then I thought people would say things about me leaving. It was just a whole, and I know it all doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't. In my head, it doesn't. And so at one point, because Lucas has anxiety too, and he was like, well, maybe if, or not maybe, he said, you know, let's take a break from games. I just need a minute to kind of, you know, collect myself. Because he was hosting, and sometimes hosting can be nice because you have a job and it takes your mind off of the anxiety. Or get just like whenever I'm at work, my anxiety doesn't bother me as bad because I'm working and it's my job. This is what I do. Hosting is kind of the same way, but you know, you could still get, you could still have anxiety about it. So whenever he said that, I went straight into the dining room, and I went in there and I was like by myself, and it felt better to just kind of get by myself. But the only part was is that as soon as I got by myself, then I started thinking, oh my gosh, you know, they're probably in there thinking, why is Gerald in there all by himself just sitting there? And then I thought they would come in, and like this whole scenario played out in my head that they're going to come in, they're going to start talking to me and ask me if I'm all right, and then I'll just go into a panic attack because I just feel awkward. And but it never happened. Like, I just sat in there, and I even got a little bit of food. I started eating. I thought that would make it better. And I got on my phone. I do that whenever I get anxious. I get on my phone, and I just start playing. And but then it started calming down. As soon as it calmed down, I went right back in, and the rest of the night went a lot better. So it wasn't awful, awful. It was like good and bad. It was like a roller coaster of good and bad. Like I had fun. I'm going to do it again. I told him I would do it again. And I enjoyed it. I love playing the games. I'm big into playing games. So that's definitely going to be something that I do again. I think I've said before, if you look at my pictures as well, you'll see that I'm wearing glasses, I think, in one of my pictures. And I got these new glasses. So I don't know if I said this in the last episode, but I got glasses, and the last time I got like ones for distance, because they said it was only astigmatism, so it's just barely, it's like 10%, not even that bad. And then I got a pair of reading glasses. Well, I hated switching back and forth between the glasses and the reading glasses because I had a movie on, and then I was also playing a game on my phone, and I was like, this is irritating. And so I went and I paid the extra to get glasses that had the bifocals. Well, now the bifocals are bothering me because whenever I walk down like stairs, I don't know, my eyes have to adjust real quick, or I feel like I'm going to trip and fall. And last night when I was driving, I was trying to I was listening to a podcast, and my phone is attached where my stereo is because my stereo doesn't work in my car. And so I was trying to like rewind it. And I usually use my peripherals whenever I do this. I watch the road more, and then I just glance down to see where my phone is. And then I tap the rewind button whenever I hear something that I want to hear over again. Well, whenever I was using my peripherals, it was blurry and I couldn't see the phone very well. So I was like, I don't want to tilt my head down. Like, I'm driving here. I might as well just not even rewind at all. And then I started getting a little frustrated. I was like, might as well not even listen to a podcast. Might as well just listen to to music. And I was like, is this really worth it? Because I don't really need the distance. Like, yes, it makes everything just a little bit clearer, just a tad bit clearer. I mean, I can still read things from a distance, like pretty far away. And I'm just thinking, you know, I have 30 days to return them. And I'm just like, maybe I should just get one pair of reading glasses and just keep them beside my bed. Because and I don't even really need those. I could probably just go to, I don't know, like a CVS or somewhere and get just a pair of reading glasses. Just figure out the whatever it's called. Prescription or whatever it is, this is +3, -3 or whatever it is to find out how, you know, what your distance is for reading glasses. Because because I've been wearing them for at least a week now, and I figured I would get used to them by now, but it's kind of like hearing aids. Whenever I got hearing aids before, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be able to hear a lot better. I can stop, you know, asking people to repeat themselves. And I won't feel so anxious because when people are talking and I can't understand what they're saying, I won't feel so weird and just nodding my head and not wanting to say, can you repeat that 5 times? And I felt weird wearing those. And I was just like, nope, I just feel more comfortable. So the glasses are doing the same thing to me, the exact same thing. I feel like I'm talking really fast. And you guys probably didn't even notice until I just now said I feel like I'm talking pretty fast. Sometimes whenever I'm talking about my anxiety stuff, I start to speed up and I think it's the anxiety kicking in and I'm starting to go into like flight. And so I have to catch myself and I have to go, no, it's all right. There's nothing wrong. Just chill out. It's all good. It's all good. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably just wait. I'll probably keep wearing them for another week and just to make sure, because I do like that I can read with them. I may go tomorrow to a CVS or a Walgreens or something like that and see if I can find a pair of glasses that if I can read with them, maybe I'll just return these and just get a cheap pair of reading glasses. Because that's all I really care. I mean, I whenever I play games or read stuff on my phone, usually I just hold the phone farther away from my face. It's just easier that way. But whenever I'm reading a book at night, like right before bed, or if I wake up in the middle of the night, I don't want to get on my phone because it keeps going one thing after another, and then I end up staying up later than what I expected to. But if I read, then there's like stopping points. You know, you finish a chapter or a section or whatever it is, and you can go, huh, what time is it? Okay. Do you feel tired? Yes. Okay, well, let's put the book down and go to sleep. While if you're on a phone, you could be watching like a video or something on YouTube, and, oh, well, this one looks interesting too. I might forget to watch this tomorrow. Something like that, something weird. And then you just end up staying up later than what you expect. I have been thinking, trying to figure out everything that I need to focus on. I keep narrowing down what it is that I need to focus on one at a time, so that way I'm not focusing on the wrong issues. And I know that a lot of my anxiety has to do with sleep. And so to get sleep, I need to eat healthier. That's one big thing. I notice that it's always my legs are hurting or I'm overheated because I ate too much sodium. And so I'm like, maybe I just need to focus on those two things along with trying different things to get my anxiety to be reduced. So I think that's going to be my main my main goals. I don't know if I've said that in the past. I'm going to keep saying that over and over again. Maybe it'll just like be ingrained into my brain. I do have a whiteboard on the floor I haven't used in forever. I'll probably write them down on it just to make sure that I stay focused. Because eating is a big issue with me, because I'll go out to eat with people and I'll try to find things that I know are not going to cause me to stay up late or to have any issues with sleep. But I keep looking and looking and looking, and finally I just feel anxious because I feel like I'm holding everybody up, and so I just pick something at random. So I don't know. I'll figure something out. The book that I've been reading, what was it? Live Like a Monk? Think Like a Monk. Yeah, Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. It is actually a really good read. I mean, the guy knows what he's talking about. I don't recommend his podcast. I will not recommend his podcast. I listened to it, and yes, he's got some good insights into it, but I'm not big into commercials. I really despise commercials. It's always trying to talk you into buying something or doing something. And usually on a podcast, I can set the podcatcher that I use. I will set it so that it starts playing the episode 1 minute in and then skip to the next episode about 1 minute before it ends. The reason I do that is because that's where they usually put the commercials. But this guy, I think he's just like a commercial junkie. He's got about, I don't know, it felt like, I was going to say it's probably about 12 minutes worth of commercials in each episode. Like there's like 2 to 4 commercials at the beginning, 2 to 4 commercials in the middle, and then 2 to 4 commercials in the end. And you're just like, my gosh, man, I know you want to make money, but it's a little overdone it. It's a lot overdone it, really. I mean, I always said if I was going to add commercials to my podcast, that it would be at the very beginning or at the very end and never in the middle. Because, you know, most podcatchers, it gives them the option to fast forward. And I think that there could be a lot of people out there like me that just hate commercials, just hate listening to them. Like, you're just bombarded all the time with commercials everywhere. Be nice to just take a break from. That's what's so great about books. There are no commercials unless they're just trying to sell you something in the book. But yeah, it's not something I would recommend. The book I would recommend, podcast, no. I've been listening to Simon Sinek, A Bit of Optimism. That one's pretty good. That one, I do like the optimism. I do like, I think the episode I'm on right now is he's interviewing Brené Brown, which I've talked about in past episodes on the Anxiety podcast, and how she talks about shame and vulnerability, and that's a big part of anxiety. And it's an interesting conversation. Like, they both are positive people, but they end up disagreeing on things. Well, kind of disagreeing. Not much other to talk about than that. I think this might be the shortest episode to date. And I think they're all going to be like this. I think whenever I wait like a whole month to record, it's a lot of information. You get bombarded with a lot. Like, so I'm going to keep trying to do this every weekend, you know, after I get done doing all the stuff that I do, that I'll record an episode. I think that'll keep them shorter and just, it'll be probably easier on me as well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Because next weekend will be Friendsgiving with Jared, my friend Jared. And he also asked me today if I wanted to go out Friday evening. So I told him yes. I told him yes, but I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel until the day comes. Like, that's just the way it is. I could end up being up all night. Like, if I had to go somewhere today, I wouldn't have gone, because I had probably 3 or 4 hours of sleep last night. It was just because I guess because it was just so overwhelming, all the anxiety and being in constant fight or flight all night or all evening last night kind of kicked it in, so I couldn't sleep last night. And so today was a rough day. And so I told him, that's how I replied. I said, it's a yes, but I'm gonna go to bed early on Thursday, and I'm going to go to the gym on Friday so I feel good, because I always feel good whenever I go to the gym. And the gym's never packed on Fridays. So I go to the gym and get a good workout. Workout makes me feel good. And then I'll go out with him. I told him whatever he wanted to do was fine with me. We'll do it. So hopefully that works out. Because I do need to get out and just talk to people. Like I want to learn to start up random conversations with people. Like I know he wants to go to a bar. I'm not going to drink. I'm still trying to do the whole thing where I socialize with people without drinking, because my gosh, there's a huge difference. I used to socialize all the time with alcohol. Like every single party that I go to, that's how I socialize. And I was very good at it. Like I'm a very sociable person whenever I'm drinking, like extremely sociable. But this is a whole new ball game. It's completely different. So we're going to see how it goes. I'm working on a painting right now. You can also see my paintings at the Instagram page as well. Quality_stats. I don't know if I'm going to stay with that. I mean, I kind of like it. Like my little brother's, well, I don't want to give out my little brother's his username, because then people might bother him. But he took, like, because our last name is Stats, and he took it and he just kind of made a phrase out of it. And I was trying to figure out a phrase to go with mine. And the only one I could think of was Quality Stats. But because it's statistics, I was trying to think of something that goes with statistics. Maybe I just was not thinking hard enough. I might think of something. If I do, then I'll just get back on here and let you guys know what it is. But if you want to check out my paintings, they're on there. I'm working on a new one right now. It's a lighthouse on a shore, but it's all in black and white. I'm practicing my tones, like my different shades, whatever the word is I'm looking for. Like I said, it was a rough day. I'm glad I recorded. I almost did not record because I was like, oh, I don't feel like it. But after I started, then I was like, oh, well, I'm kind of glad I did. This feels a lot better. Yeah. But I hope you guys are enjoying this. I mean, some of you obviously are enjoying it because I've got quite a few followers now. And yeah, so somebody's enjoying my life story. My life story of anxiety. And how I will get through this. I told myself 5 years. That's what? 2026. So hopefully, and we'll say 2027 because it's so close to 2022. But hopefully I will. I mean, you can't get over anxiety completely because everybody has anxiety. But the disorder, I would like to be through. I'd like to be done and done with it. And just not have all the sweaty panic attacks. That would be nice. Maybe that'll be my first goal, is to not, because I've already gone from having like 20 to 30 panic attacks a day to having like one every few days maybe. And so that's a huge accomplishment. I mean, it took like 20 years to do it. No, it didn't take 20 years. It took like 15 years to do it. But I mean, it still happened. Progress is progress. That's the way I look at it. But I think that's about it for the episode. If you have any questions, you can message me. You can, whatever it is you want to do, give me advice. Advice is always appreciated. But thanks for listening to the Brazenly Honest Podcast.